All right, Power Slap, Road to the Title 2, only on Rumble. Shout out to Rumble.
Fucking love Rumble.
So what are you thinking about this? So he's continuing with, like, the Ultimate Fighter model. He's going to put people in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked out. So what's your overall thoughts about this?
It's interesting because these guys, they're not quite as talented as UFC. They're still just as much testosterone.
Oh, yeah. They're very pissed off about something. But a lot of these guys are like, yeah, you know, I'm a Muay Thai. I do jiu-jitsu. I did some boxing. A lot of the guys say that. But honestly, if you were, you know, proficient or successful at that, you wouldn't be here at Power Slap. So you still got some drama. You know, one coach looking like the cotton candy, you know.
Yeah, looking like Tom McDonald.
Yeah, and then the other coach who's a champ, but, oh man, he's very mentally fragile, right? Anything that, you know,
right?
Don't test him at all.
The most mentally
unstable,
unprofessional, unstable champion I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, a welterweight champ.
Like, he carries around a title and then asks everyone what they're staring at.
Yeah, very weird. Right.
Very strange, dude.
Here, there's a plethora of people. There's some smaller guys. There's some light heavyweights. There's some super heavyweights, right?
Right.
Some big boys in there.
Now what is there a limit on that?
I don't think so. No, there's some big boys.
It's just anyone
super heavyweights. I think it's unlimited. Yeah. Just Yokozuna up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
And those guys think fairly highly of themselves for whatever reason.
I would think so. Like, who's slapping the fuck out of them?
Those super heavyweights, you're just standing there for them. And that's the name of the game, though. Everyone signs up for that.
Right.
But it's very weird to be very arrogant about that. Is that strange?
True. But once you get up to, like, super heavyweight, and if they're eating slaps from other super heavyweights, you kind of look at that and you're like, meh. A guy my size, like, do I really want to fuck with that? Do I want to talk shit to that guy? The super heavyweight that could, like, pick me up over his head and throw me across the room?
Yeah.
Like, I could probably outfight him, but I'm not beating that dude's ass.
So especially on this season, there's not exactly, like, a supreme athletes at heavyweight. You know, they got the guys that look like they got grays and their beards, and they look like more like competitive eaters than they do athletes.
Right.
And they're real cordial with each other, which is funny because, like, with heavyweights, super heavyweights, obviously there is more danger there. And what's funny is, like, they're more cordial with each other. Whereas, like, the smaller guys are just more rabid. They're more like chihuahuas. So, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you can't fucking slap me. The big guys are like, you might slap me, I might die. And they're like, yeah, you might die. You know what I mean?
Tomorrow.
Maybe a coma. But where smaller guys are just off the chain. You know what I mean? Like,
I attribute some of that to the little man syndrome. Like, smaller guys get picked on a lot more. So they're constantly on defense. Like, somebody talks shit to them, it could be a random person across the street, and you're going to get pissed, and you're going to try to go after them. You know, even if it's somebody's grandmother, you don't care. You know, just don't talk shit to me.
And that happened on this show, too, with the coach. He kind of lost his mind over some menial bullshit. But
he lost his mind over anything.
Yeah, so it's another season of Power Slap. Much the same. You know, it's Dana White talks about how the social media numbers are high. I think the social media numbers are high because, I mean, it would be high for, like, KO videos. Yeah, they will be high because, you know, if you're watching a slap video, someone's probably getting knocked out, you know, if it's posted.
Very true.
It's a very odd thing that the coin toss means so much. I don't know. It's an odd sport. What's your overall feeling about the sport? I've seen every event, so I must be a little bit of a masochist. You know what I mean? I'm not sold on it, but I just,
right.
It's a car wreck to me.
I lean very much the same way. Like, I'm not a huge fan of this just because I don't like to watch somebody stand in front of another person, not move, and get hit with all the might. My idea of a competition is two people displaying their full set of skills, not a handicapped set of skills. It will never be something that you can win all the championships in the world. I'll never think that you're a man because of it. You may be able to slap really hard. You could beat the shit out of some woman in your house.